Dion Prestia from the Gold Coast Suns rooms is with Michael Stamp. Michael?
Thanks, Pete. Yeah, got Dion Prestia with me. Dion, how do you describe this loss? Obviously very disappointing.
Yeah, obviously disappointing to have a loss. West Coast were pretty good, especially the first quarter. They were real clean when it was raining, and they were just able to use it a lot better. I think the effort was okay. I think we won the tackles, won the clearances, but they were just so clean. We knew it was going to be a tough road trip, but they were pretty good, and we just probably lacked experience really in the end.
You said they were very clean. On the other hand, you copped up a lot of turnovers late in the second half and in the third quarter as well. What do you put that down to?
Yeah, we're very inexperienced at the moment. We've got a lot of outs, but you don't want to use that as an excuse. We encourage boys to keep taking kicks inside 50, inside corridor as well. But all we really ask is just for effort. So our tackling pressure, just pressing up at them, and I thought we gave that tonight. It's just those kicks we've got to keep working on, and when we start getting a few more good kicks back in the team and a lot more experience, I think we'll be just a lot more better under pressure.
Dion, I thought individually you tried very, very hard yourself. The month ahead looks pretty daunting. How do you keep the general feel of the club and the team up and about? You've got Collingwood, Hawthorn, Sydney, Fremantle ahead.
Yeah, I think the best thing about that is that we've got three of them at home. So as long as we get a crowd out of Metricon, we're always a chance at every game. So we played pretty well there last year and in 2013. So hopefully we can continue that form, and we just got to bring the effort, and hopefully the results will look after itself.
I'm not sure if you're in a position to tell us, but are you likely, are there other players, some reinforcements on the horizon?
Yeah, I think so. I think our injury list is it's probably not as big as normal, but it's just the players we got at the moment. So we got Swallow and Jago both with knee braces on in the room at the moment, and then Malcheski, an All-Australian back at home, obviously Gaz. So we've got a lot of good talent and good experience that still need to come back into the team. And on the positive side, we're getting games into boys that probably wouldn't get games, and that's where myself and blokes like that could do that in 2010, in 2011, our first year. So we're playing games when we probably really weren't up to it, but we got that experience in, and now it's paying off now. So hopefully those boys can keep learning, even though we had a bad loss tonight. They can keep learning, keep progressing, and make it a bit harder for selection when all the boys come back in.
Well, one bloke who has had a crack is Tuke Miller, mate. He doesn't look out of place and fought really hard today. 8 tackles, 21 possessions. Now, Bennell, mate, he came off in the match pretty late. He had a bit of a knee problem by the looks of it. He was going all right up until that stage too.
Yeah, we love Tuke. He hasn't put a foot wrong since he's been to the club. Even pre-season, he was exactly the same. So it's really, really good to play with. He always listens to your coaches and listens to the leadership group. So we love Tuki's effort. And, I think Harley just had a little knock, and I don't think there was any point bringing him back on where the game was situated.
And, Dion, just finally, what did Rodney Eade say to the group at three-quarter time when you conceded 12 goals in that quarter to the West Coast Eagles?
Yeah, obviously we're disappointed, but he pretty much just moved on and just said, let's just get some respect back. Win the contest, let's win the quarter, and I'm pretty sure we did that. I think we kicked 4 goals or something in the last quarter, so that's all you can really ask for. That's what he asked for in the last quarter, and I think the boys did that, and we did that last week as well with Adelaide. We had a lot of boys on the bench and we just kept fighting, so it's good signs even though we had a disappointing loss.
Dion, thanks for joining us, and a safe flight back home, mate.
Thanks, boys.
Dion Prestia there in the Suns room.